Unit 16, A Man Who Sought Wisdom.
Socrates, born in 469 BC, is regarded as the father of Western moral philosophy. He was the first of the three great Athenian philosophers, which included Plato and Aristotle. Socrates was primarily concerned about the study of the good, which he pursued with vigor. Socrates' method of debate is called the Socratic method. It is a way of examining the goodness of an idea and involves the development of a dialogue through a process of tough and persistent questioning. In fact, Socrates was so well known for his questioning nature that in Athens he earned the nickname gadfly, which means one who upsets the status quo. Socrates began his career as a philosopher at about the age of 40, under very interesting circumstances. According to Plato, one of Socrates' students who wrote a great deal about him, it was Socrates' friend Chaerephon who inspired the philosopher to embark upon his life of philosophic inquiry. Plato reported, for example, that when Chaerephon visited the oracle at Delphi, he asked if there was any man alive wiser than Socrates. The oracle revealed that there was not. When Chaerephon told Socrates about this, Socrates was shocked because he thought himself to be a fool. To test the prophetic vision of the oracle and to discover the meaning of wisdom for himself, Socrates began to question anyone who claimed to be wise or to know something about wisdom. In the process of questioning them on the nature of virtue, Socrates discovered that although many claimed to be virtuous or to know wisdom, few had examined their thinking carefully and, as a result, knew little of the good. From these observations, Socrates concluded that it was correct that he was the wisest man alive because he was convinced that he knew nothing for certain. In knowing this reality, paradoxically, he proclaimed he was wiser than those who thought they knew but didn't. Socrates quickly attracted a group of young students who admired his philosophical reasoning and hoped to learn from him. At the same time, however, his ideas about truth and virtue were felt as a threat by the powers that be in Athens. Socrates was also criticized by many of the leaders and institutions of his time. Because of these ideas, Socrates was sentenced to death for the crime of corrupting the youth. Socrates accepted his fate philosophically and without fear. He willingly accepted the poison and died peacefully, knowing that he had been faithful to the truth.